You're listening to SBS News.
Tourists are making long treks through deep forests in southwest Uganda to spend time viewing mountain gorillas that were once almost extinct. More than half of the world's mountain gorillas live in Burundi Impenetrable Forest National Park. Many of the gorilla troops on the mountain are no longer concerned by human presence since they have become accustomed to it. A ranger guide at the park, Will Batumasige, says that most of them have gone through a strict habituation process that enables them to coexist with humans peacefully.
Habituation is a process of making gorillas get used to human beings. And sometimes when we identifying the group to habituate, this group is very aggressive. And sometimes it is even coming to attack us. But we have a team of very many people who go and identify this group. And we make sure this group, whenever it's coming to attack us, we overpower it.
Mr. Tumwesige added that the process could take up to 3 years to teach the gorillas that humans do not pose a threat. He says the group size has been limited to 8 people who spend only about an hour with them because of ongoing COVID-19 restrictions.
It is very easy to see the gorillas and they are very accessible. And most of these groups are habituated. We have been with them for so long and they are very much used to human beings. You can get close to them, but because of the pandemic sometimes, we always encourage people to keep a distance because we need to protect and keep these gorillas very safe.
Visitors are also told to keep a 10-meter distance to prevent the gorillas from getting infected by other diseases. The mountain gorillas were classified as severely endangered in the most recent red list of threatened species by the International Union of Conservation of Nature in August 2018. War, illegal poaching, and commercial trade threatened their existence, but in recent years, their population has begun to thrive. Mr. Tumwesige claims that the gorillas are incredibly rare.
These gorillas are only found in 3 countries in the whole world, and they are found in Uganda, Congo, and Rwanda. And Uganda having the biggest number of the mountain gorillas in the world. From the last census we did 2018, we counted a number of 1,063 mountain gorillas, 459 being in Burundi Impenetrable National Park.
A tourist, Jim Kerr, who is visiting Uganda and the gorillas for the second time, says he had to bring his wife to the experience after his first great encounter.
It would be very easy to assume that seeing gorillas is just like seeing any other animal, you know, going to visit the chimpanzees or seeing lions, any of the famous animals. But it's not. There's something very special about the gorillas that you just cannot put into words.
In the process, the apes, who share 98% of human DNA, significantly impact the country's local community. The community groups say their lives have changed for the better due to the influx of people visiting the mountain gorillas. Mr. Kerr claims he's happy to be a contributing part of the benefits that the apes are bringing to the local communities around.
The place we're staying at seems to be a big part of the local community and that they are doing some very valuable work for women who need assistance. And it's clear from seeing the dances, seeing the women doing that, how much they're enjoying themselves. And it really makes us feel as though coming here is helping not just to help the gorillas, but to help the community nearby.
A woman founder of the Ride For group, Evelyn Rubalema, says before the tourism boom started by the Uganda Wildlife Authority in 1993, there were no services and the education level was very low.
We have a hospital, which is Burundi Community Hospital, just because of the gorillas. If they were not there, I don't know where these women would be right now. So the health of the community members has also improved because of the gorillas.
She added that the apes, in addition to entertaining tourists, have created jobs for women in the local community.
We have a hospital, which is Burundi Community Hospital, just because of the gorillas. If they were not there, I don't know where these women would be right now. So the health of the community members has also improved because of the gorillas.
The gorillas are protected under the Uganda Wildlife Act, which aims to conserve all endangered species in the country. It is hoped that the mutual friendship between man and gorilla will increase the apes' number even further in the future. Omo Bello, SBS News.